Last time we were together a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the four different uses of tongues. And two were for ministry, two were for personal use. And one of those for personal use was actually could also be used for ministry use as well. One of them was as a sign to the unbeliever, and that was diverse tongues. Diverse tongues is the way I think King James says it, diverse tongues, which means diverse tongues, different kind of tongue. That is a tongue that you don't know, but somebody else knows it. It's a real tongue, a real language that somebody knows. You just don't know it, okay? That's for ministry use. Because somebody in there who knows that language, you're going to be ministering to them, and you don't necessarily realize that. The second one is tongues with interpretation. And that's in a ministry setting, like maybe a small group of people in here or even out there or whatever, where someone, the Holy Spirit would come on someone giving a message in tongues, and then someone would, maybe that same person, would interpret that message. And that actually is for the purpose of edifying the whole people. It could be, if you remember, it could be that someone just stands up and prophesies. I don't mean out of order, like somebody, I'm in the middle of talking, somebody just stand up and start. But they probably signal to me or something. We've had that happen. We've learned through the years to get a little more in order. but anyway, it equals the same thing. Tongues and interpretation equals prophecy, okay? We talked about why the Lord would use it, I mean, any way he wants to. He would do it any way he wants. Sometimes he'll just use prophecy. Sometimes he uses, I think of Linda. A lot of times Linda speaks a word of prophecy. Lots of times. Miss Irma used to. And so, and number three, this is personal ministry, personal use, but also can be ministry use, and that's tongues for interpretation. And then the last one is my personal prayer language, just your personal prayer language for you personally. And I want to, let's talk about that this evening, because there's some reasons why tongues are important for us personally, okay? There's a number of different reasons, and we're going to talk about, about those tonight. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 14. You know, for your homework, you could just read chapters 12 through 14. But keep in mind when you do that Paul is talking in and out. He's talking about the gifts of the Spirit part of the time, and then he's talking about the personal use of tongues. You know, tongues for the gifts of the Spirit, and then sometimes it's just tongues for personal use. And if you're not paying attention to that, it all seems confusing. And that's really where people, I think we already said this the other week, that's where a lot of people get messed up, because it's like, well, you're just totally out of order, because who interpreted anything tonight? Well, I wasn't giving a message. Y'all weren't giving a message. What we were doing was we were just praying personally, everybody in their own prayer language, okay? Just personally. So, turn to 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. He who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. No one understands him. Howbeit, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. Verse 4, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. But, okay, excuse me. Let's go back to verse 3. He who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men. So that pretty much tells you what prophecy is, right? That's why tongues plus interpretation equals prophecy, because that does the same thing. Okay? Verse 4, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. He who prophesies edifies the whole church. Okay? Everybody okay on that? All right. So look, when tongues for personal use, I'm speaking directly to God. I am bypassing my brain. I'm speaking out of my spirit man directly to God, who is a spirit. And I'm bypassing my brain. And I'll tell you what, y'all don't know what I'm saying. The devil don't know what I'm saying. But God does, because I'm speaking directly to him. Even my little da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da was talking directly to God. Talking directly to God. And I'm not speaking to men, and no one's understanding me, and the devil's not understanding me. I love that. But I'm speaking mysteries. And then it goes on in verse 4 and says, when I'm speaking in an unknown tongue, I'm edifying myself. You know, prophecy or tongues with interpretation edifies the church. But if I'm just praying in the spirits, what we usually call it, or praying in the Holy Ghost or praying in tongues, that is just edifying me. Okay? I love that. Praying in tongues is a vital part of our intimacy with the Lord. And I love the whole thing about even praying out, speaking mysteries, because when you look that word up, it talks about hidden truths and secrets. See, there are things hidden away that God's not hiding from me. He's hiding them away for me. When I pray in the Holy Spirit, it's unraveling mysteries and things. And I believe sometimes when you're a person who does pray in the Holy Ghost, I believe there are times when all of a sudden you'll catch a hold of something, a real gold nugget, you know, a piece of wisdom from the Lord. And it may have very well come from back over here when you were unraveling things as you were praying in the Holy Spirit. You didn't know that's what you're doing. I mean, you didn't necessarily know that. Sometimes you're very aware of it, but a lot of times you're not. So I love, number one, we're communicating with God directly. You can just put it like that if you want to. And it's 1 Corinthians 14, 2 through 4. The second thing, and we touched on this a bit already week before last. It defeats and eliminates my weaknesses, my limitations, my inability to produce results, impossibilities, things that are impossible. See, when I pray with my own understanding, and we talked about this already, but when I pray with my own understanding, or I pray with my my limited ability to know what all's going on. I mean, you may know a whole lot about the situation, but I promise you, you don't know ever all the ins and outs of everything like God knows about the situation. And so a lot of times when we're praying with our own understanding, also our emotions get involved. Our thoughts about the situation gets involved, right? Our mind, our thinking gets involved. Our feelings oftentimes can get involved. And so I'm praying over something because I'm feeling this kind of way, or I know this part about it, or my emotions are feeling like this, and I'm missing the whole boat on it because I don't really know how to pray about it. And so turn over, hold that place, and go backwards to Romans 8. Verse 26 and 27, where it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we don't know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us, or through us. If you'll look, mine has a star beside it because that's not the exact wording. With groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So Holy Spirit's coming to my aid, helping me to pray the perfect will of God. That defeats my weakness. That stops any limitation that I have in the natural of being able to pray. It helps me in my own inabilities and makes what's impossible for me now possible. I actually can pray it out perfectly according to the will of God. The third thing is it builds or strengthens my faith. Let's keep 1 Corinthians 14, because we're going to be going back over there some. But turn to Jude. It's the last book before Revelation. Verse 20 says, "You beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." Now, like building muscle, praying in the Holy Spirit builds. But what it's building, see, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, right? And the more you exercise and use and release your faith in God, the more it really grows, right? But what he's saying here, you're building yourself up on your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit. What's happening is, as you pray in the Holy Spirit, you're building capacity for your faith to grow. You're building capacity. It's making room in your spirit man for faith to grow. For faith to grow and expand. It strengthens and enlarges. See, faith doesn't come from here. Faith is a spiritual force. It comes out of your spirit man. That's why, logically, a lot of times it doesn't make any sense to trust God in this situation. But I ain't doing it with my head. I'm doing it from my spirit man. Because I know inside me I can trust the Lord. Right? So the more I pray in the Holy Ghost, the more my capacity for faith to grow begins. There's room. More room for faith to grow. All right? Everybody got that? Anybody have any questions on any of these? See, I think I explained it good, but somebody else might go, "No, I didn't get that at all. I could be really wrong just because I got it." Don't mean somebody else did. Anybody have any questions? Are y'all good? I know some of this is new, and I want to make sure that I put it in a way that, well, let me change that. I trust the Holy Spirit to help y'all get it. How about that? But I also want to put it in a way so it's not hard for people to understand. Like, what is she talking about? You ever felt that way? What is she talking about? I feel that way. All right, number four. Praying in the Holy Spirit gives you the ability to praise God on a higher level. And I want to show you this. Turn to 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14 through 17. For if I pray in a tongue, 1 Corinthians 14, I'm sorry, verse 14 through 17. Everybody ready? No? Okay. I told you hang on 1 Corinthians 14. Didn't I, y'all? I showed you. Lauren went, Okay. Ready? For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. When you're praying in the Holy Spirit, you don't know what you're saying. You remember, you're speaking mysteries to God. You're not speaking to a man. You're speaking to the Lord, right? Okay. So your spirit man is praying, but your understanding is unfruitful. What's the conclusion then? I will pray with the spirit, and I'll pray with the understanding. Remember we talked about the other week about, well, if praying in the Holy Ghost is so wonderful, and it is, then how come we don't pray in the Holy Ghost over everything? Because there are times you need to be praying with your understanding, making declarations, standing on God's word. Remember? We talked about that. See, this helps solidify that, you know? Confirms that. So he says, if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding's unfruitful. What's the conclusion? I'll pray with the spirit, and I'll also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the spirit, and I'll sing with the understanding. See, you can sing in the Holy Spirit too. That's why during worship time, you can sing in the Holy Spirit. You don't have to just pray in the Holy Ghost. You can at home. It doesn't have to just be, all this doesn't have to take place at church. It can be in your home, in your car. He said, otherwise, if you bless the Spirit, how is he who occupies the place of the uninformed going to say amen at your giving of thanks? Because he doesn't understand what you're saying. See, I'm praying in the Holy Spirit, and y'all are like, I can't say amen to that. I don't even know what you're talking about. Right? Are you following what he's saying here? If I'm singing in the Spirit, you're not going to go, oh, yeah, I agree with that song. You don't even know what I'm singing. But you indeed gave thanks well. But the others are not edified. So what happens is when I sing or I praise or I'm praying, I'm doing it well. I'm giving glory. You know what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit's helping me give glory to God by singing in the Spirit or praising in the Spirit. But although none of y'all are understanding, none of you are edified by it, yet you gave thanks well. You gave thanks well. I love how he just explains it. I realize it's still got some King James overtones to it, which is a little harder to understand. But you gave thanks well. You know, you don't always know how to express your gratitude, do you, to the Lord? You don't always know how to express your love to him or express your appreciation to him. It's certainly not in a way that he deserves. Are y'all hearing me? I mean, he really deserves a whole lot more than we know how to give, doesn't he? We try and try as we might. He really deserves greater. Like, I just don't even know how to tell you, God. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever felt that way before? Your heart was so full and you just didn't know how to thank him enough or praise him enough for who he is, not just for what he does for you, but just for who he is. He's God Almighty. And see, this is where when you begin to just begin to praise him or thank him in your prayer language, you give thanks well. And you begin to praise him on a level that he understands very well because you're speaking to him directly. Amen? Don't you love that? We're thanking him and praising him on a higher level. Now, as you do that, I'm going to run right into the next two. As you do that, it actually begins to strengthen you and it brings refreshing and rest to you. So number five is praying in the Holy Spirit brings refreshing. Verses 20 and 21 are the verses I'm going to read to referring to this. Paul said, brethren, do not be children in understanding, however in malice be babes, but in understanding be mature. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips, I will speak to this people, and yet for all that they will not hear me, says the Lord. Now, in this, he's actually referring to Isaiah 28. He's making a reference to Isaiah 28, where God is talking to his people, Israel. But it's also prophetically speaking to his people, the church. And he says, in verses 11 and 12, with stammering lips and another tongue, he will speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. But he's talking to Israel, and he said, yet they wouldn't hear me. So he's saying, with stammering lips and another tongue, he's saying, this is the rest, and this is the refreshing. This is both. So let's talk about that a minute. Like I said, he's talking to Israel, his people. But his people today, he's prophetically speaking to, and that's the church. How about when you've been in warfare, it's been like nonstop, like hell on earth. And you've been in nonstop warfare where your family's concerned, where in your job possibly, in your health maybe, or finances, or whatever. How about when you're tired and weary? Anybody ever been tired and weary in anything? How about when you've been standing on God's word for a long, long, long time? And you do get tired and weary in that. You start feeling that. How about when you've been under attack? And it's like you just can't seem to feel like you're coming out. You can pray in tongues and it brings refreshing and it renews spiritual strength. He said, this is the refreshing and this is the rest. So that carries me to the number six. This is the rest. It brings rest to the soul, especially when you're feeling tired and weary in it all, from warring, from standing, from laboring, right? That word rest there in that place, it said calmness, peace over your soul. When you've been laboring with the Lord, when you've been warring, when you've been under attack, when you've been all those things I was talking about, how many of you know that you need some calmness and some peace over your soul? Yep. Okay. Numbers, are y'all getting something out of this? Is everybody okay? All right, y'all following me okay? All right. And if you have questions, please ask. I'm okay with that. I'm real okay with that. I don't want it to just always be me running my mouth every week, and I want some interaction because I can run my mouth a lot. Elle said today earlier on the way here, she said something about talking with at the dentist's office. She said, I really love talking. I really love it. Did any one of y'all guess that that was true? Did you guess that already? She said, I really love talking. I really do. All right. Praying in tongues reveals or uncovers the hidden counsel of God. We said that a little bit earlier in verse 2 of chapter 14. In the Spirit, He speaks mysteries. When you come to the throne room, and we've said this already, you're praying with your limited understanding and your limited knowledge. You're limited. But when you're praying in the Holy Spirit, like I said earlier, it's unraveling mysteries, hidden things that God has hidden away for you. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed and disclosed to us belong to us and our children forever, so that we can do all the words of this law. What he's saying is the secret things belong to the Lord, but the things he reveals to you belong to you and your children forever. That's amazing. That is amazing. And see, as I pray in the Holy Spirit, I'm praying mysteries to God. And it's not like I'm just praying all, and that word mystery says secrets, hidden things. When you look it up, it says secrets, hidden things, hidden truths. I'm praying them out. I'm praying them in the Holy Ghost. And what's happening is God, things are being unraveled in the Spirit, and God begins to drop that stuff in my spirit, man, for me to understand. And then that stuff belongs to me and my kids forever. The stuff I get, that's why I talk to my kids about all the time. They're grown, and I don't ever shut up, do I, about the things of the Lord. Because those things belong to my kids, and that's why I believe with every fiber of my being, that what God has given me, I'm to pour into my kids. And they're supposed to start building right there and go from there up higher. I want them way past me. They should go way beyond me. They should take what I've given them, begin to build on that part. That my ceiling should be their floor. And they start building from there and go way beyond. So that we can serve the Lord and obey His word forever. Amen? Amen. All right. Another thing that happens in this is, how many of you ever needed counsel? How many of you ever needed counsel for anything? Praying in the Holy Spirit is unraveling and uncovering hidden secrets, right? Hidden counsel, hidden truths, things that I need to know. Because remember, we already have established about 20 times now that everything I know is limited, right? My understanding and my knowledge of stuff is so limited, but it's not to Him. So as I pray in the Holy Spirit, He can give me counsel that I need. It says in the New Testament that the counsel, I didn't write the scripture down, that the counsel of the Lord is like a deep well, and the man of understanding will draw it out. Jesus said that, so it's somewhere in the Gospels. Maybe Matthew-ish, somewhere in there. There's only three other books besides that that's Gospels, so. Anyway, all right. This one is my favorite. Have we got time for this last one? And then we'll quit. Are y'all okay? Are y'all enjoying this? I love this. You probably can tell. Praying in the Holy Spirit edifies my spirit man. Remember in verse 4, he who prays in a tongue edifies himself. Just like my physical body feeds on food, my spirit man feeds on the Word of God, that spiritual food to my spirit man. And just like your physical body needs exercise for strength and endurance, the spirit man does too. When I'm praying in the spirit, I am edifying myself. I'm building up my spirit man. I said a few minutes ago from Jude verse 20 that praying in the Holy Spirit increases, enlarges, builds my capacity for faith. But it also builds my spirit man. Okay? And this word edify, he who speaks in an unknown tongue, I think is the way King James says it, edifieth himself. That word edify means to build a house or an edifice. Okay? That word edifice is a large, massive structure, like a massive palace or a massive, like a big, huge cathedral type church, a big, massive building, okay? Now, your spirit man is the temple of God, right? Isn't that right? He doesn't live in your head. He lives in your spirit man. That's the dwelling place for the Spirit of God, okay, is in your spirit man. So praying in the Holy Spirit, you're actually building Him a massive, large building structure for Him to dwell in. See, that tells me the greater area I build, the more room for His presence in me. Boom. Right? Isn't that awesome? I love that. This one's my very favorite one. You're building Him a massive, large temple to dwell in your spirit man. In your spirit man. So praying in the Holy Spirit, it enlarges my capacity for faith, but it also enlarges my capacity to house the power and presence of God by the Holy Spirit in me. Amen. Isn't that good? See, that's amazing to me. Like, I could park on that for a minute. A while, actually. So the more I'm praying in the Holy Ghost, all these things are going on. Like, simultaneously. Right? All these things are happening. All these things are going on. See, I believe that when the Lord began talking to me about this, sometime back, actually, He said, I want my people to understand the power, the strength, and ability of who's living inside of you. Who is this God living in me? Who is He? Who is this Spirit of God that's dwelling inside of me that I could yield to, You know, we act like so much of the time, like, I just don't know what to do. Oh my God, it's just so bad. And we go on and on. You got the Holy Ghost living in you. He knows exactly what to do. Are y'all with me? What do I do in this situation? I don't know what I'm going to, I don't know about this. I don't know about that. You've got the Holy One of Israel living, His very Spirit living inside of you. The very Spirit who raised God from the dead is living in you. Don't tell me He don't know what to do, because He does. So we yield our hearts and our lives to Him. And that's what I'm wanting to talk about. Week after week. That's why I'm going through this. I want us to understand the power and strength of who's living in us, so that we can yield our lives to Him and live in the victory Jesus Christ paid for us to live in, number one. But also, we can become greater witnesses for Jesus in the world. He said, when I put the Holy Spirit, when I put my Spirit in you, you're going to receive power from on high and you will be my witnesses. Amen. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, that's the places, the people they didn't want to mess with, and the uttermost parts of the world that you don't think deserves Jesus. I'm talking about the Jews of that day. They didn't want to have anything to do with Samaritans. And the whole rest of the world did not deserve this Jesus. Only us, we're Jews. You know what I mean? I'm not against Jewish people. I'm amazed with Jewish people. They're the people that God, they're God's children. They're His chosen people. But guess what? We've been engrafted in and we're chosen too. We're His kids too. And a lot of times we don't mind, you know, sharing and being witness here or here, but I don't want to deal with them. And kind of like Jonah was, those folks in Nineveh don't deserve it. You know what I mean? And so, but He said, I'm empowering you to be witnesses in all directions. Amen? All right. Now, does anybody have anything they want to ask or add? We'll talk about a minute. Y'all so quiet. Some of those Bible college classes, they could come up with some questions. Laura was one of them. Ashley was definitely one of them. What? Linda could come up with some stuff. Yeah. Like me? Mike Bailey came and joined us for Bible college one night when Josh and them were in the class, the first group. And we're all praying in the Holy Ghost right to start with, okay? We'd started every class like that, and we're going to start doing the same. And I was trying to break you in a second first. But he's over there going, beep, 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 beep. And Josh Nairn said, uh-oh, he's stuck. He's stuck. He's stuck. It was like, uh-oh, he's stuck. Anyway, yeah, it's like me, da 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 da, and Kelly over there, a little baby going da 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 da. Oh mercy! Anybody got questions? Did you understand everything I'm talking about so far? You feel like you're okay? All right. I like kind of reviewing a little bit each week, just for. Not for you ones who went to Bible college. Y'all ought to be able to get up and share it yourself. But I want our young ones, especially our young adults, I want them to all, our young adults and our teenagers, I really want. And it doesn't hurt the rest of us to get the refreshing of it, for sure. I mean, hadn't it been refreshing for you even just the last couple of weeks? So, all right, Lord, thank you for your word. May we hide it deep in our hearts to live by. To live by and bring you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.